Going to continue with our availabilities with now the driver, the number 21, Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet, Austin Hill. Austin, real quickly, this is a big weekend for you and the 21 team. Look to capture fifth straight win here at Atlanta, along with Bennett being the entitlement sponsor. With all that going on, just how confident are you in getting the job done once again?
I mean, I probably have the same amount of confidence that I had when we first won here as I do now. I wouldn't say I have any extra confidence. You know, everybody at RCR, ECR worked extremely hard in the off season to bring a really fast Bennett Chevrolet for this weekend. We have, you know, the same car that we won the last two races here with, and the track is changing. The track is aging. It's going through a change. I know it's really cold out, and it's going to be cold throughout the race weekend, but I think handling is starting to become more of an issue. I noticed that last year. The second race in the fall last year, I struggled really, really bad. It's a wonder we even won that race with how bad our Bennett Chevrolet was driving that day. But we just had to dig deep for that one. But it's always fun to come here to Atlanta or to any type of racetrack that is super speedway style, because we know how fast our RCR Chevrolets are. And so I have a lot of confidence everywhere we go, but I have an extreme amount of confidence when we come to a place like Atlanta. So excited to be here, excited for it to be the Bennett 250. My sponsor is also sponsoring the Xfinity race for this weekend. So hopefully we can hold that trophy at the end and it just be a really cool plug for the sponsorship.
All right, sounds good. We'll go ahead and open up to questions again. We'll start with Jacob, then we'll go to Steven, then Cameron.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Austin, think I sat right here back in September when they first announced that Bennett was going to sponsor this race, and you swore then that it's no extra pressure, just an opportunity. Do you stand by that coming into this weekend and seeing the logo?
Well, I stand by it, but my sponsors definitely create more pressure in a good way. They have fun with it. You know, I've heard it already, and we hadn't even gotten started. We haven't even been on racetrack that, you know, no pressure, but we'd like for you to win it. And I'm like, I'm going to try. So, yeah, you know, when I get my helmet on at the end of the day, it's just business as usual. Go to work and try to be there at the end, try to be inside that top five, top three range if you aren't able to be leading it. And when the white flag flies, just hope that you make the right moves at the right time. These races are so hard to win. I can't stress that enough. Sometimes I think that people think that we, as our 21 team, make it look easy at times, and it is not. It is anything but. There's so many other great drivers, great teams, fast race cars. We're not the only fast race car on the racetrack. There's other cars that are just as fast as us. And so for us to be able to do what we've done has been very special. But, yeah, I wouldn't say I have any extra pressure or anything, but the sponsors are definitely – they're talking about it a lot.
And going back to last weekend, did you guys – fully isolate it sounded like maybe a rear gear issue on the broadcast. Did you guys isolate what that was?
Well, the last I heard about it, I went to the race shop on Monday, and they were still going through tear down and trying to figure it out. The last I heard about it is that the gear, obviously the rear gear, burned up because we lost all the fluid, but they're not 100% certain that if it was the seals that blew out first, or if there was something with the gear that was already having an issue and getting too hot that ended up blowing the seals out and then also losing all the fluid. So that, from the last I heard, was still kind of up in air. But at the end of the day, that's what happened. The seals ended up blowing out, all the fluid came out, and then we burned the gear completely up in it. So that was unfortunate, because I thought we had the winning race car.
Does it shake you at all or motivate you more than anything?
It makes me that much more confident going into this weekend to try to turn our season around. And what better way of doing it than here at Atlanta with all of our sponsors, with Bennett being on board, and just looking at the history and success that we've had here. I think we have as good a chance as anyone, but there's always that chance of ending up in somebody else's mess. So hopefully we can stay up front all race long, control the race like we were doing at Daytona, and get the job done.
Let's go over to Steven.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports Austin. I wanted to follow up on what you said about this track aging and handling become more of a factor here. Obviously, the last time we were here was September. It was, you know, way hotter and slicker than it is now. Considering that not only has this track had 6 more months of age, but you've also got the variable of very cold temperatures, which you would think means gripping the racetrack, where do you expect the grip level and to be this weekend, and how would you expect that to influence the way you guys are putting together setups and the way your cars are going to handle?
I think that the track is probably going to race maybe similar to the spring race last year, but it's hard to say because I do think the race is going to be colder than last year. So it is hard to say. I can say from our standpoint, you know, we're trying to build a little bit of drivability in the race car, but we still want the raw speed. So that balance is really tough to get the best of both worlds. We don't want to be completely straight full downforce because I think that just takes the raw speed out of the out of our Bennett Chevrolet. So trying to balance that's really, really tough. That's something that we've talked about really all week long is how much downforce we want to put in the car or how much trim that we want to have in the car and have that raw speed. So we're trying to kind of mend those two together. I don't know if you'll see us go put down the fastest lap today in qualifying, but I think we're still going to qualify up front and be a contender. I do think that handling is going to be an issue, even though it is so cold.
And I remember this race 2 years ago was about this cold outside. Is there anything you take away from that race, or is there almost no comparison given that it was a year on the asphalt compared to now, I believe, 3-4 years on this asphalt?
Yeah, it's tough because every time I've been here, the track has been different, no matter if it's in the spring or the fall. Every race that I've ran here, which is, I guess, 6 races I've ran here since the reconfig, and every race has been different. There's not been one race that's been identical to the other. The runs come differently. The grip level's different. The when you're behind somebody, the way the air's working is different. How loose you are on entry is different. The characteristics in the racetrack with the bumps and the oscillations that you have been different every time I've been here. So there's so many differences that you almost, for me anyways, I go to a place like Atlanta, and every race that I've been here so far, I go with the sense of resetting my brain and it being just a new race for me, like almost like I've never been here. I still have I know the tendencies are it's going to move up the racetrack and running, you know, that middle to top lane is probably going to be the preferred lane and not the bottom. That type of stuff I kind of keep. But as far as how the race is going to unfold, I'm going to be learning like it's the first time during the first stage.
Thanks, Austin.
Yep.
We'll go to Mark here on the left, and then go to the middle with Chris.
I keep giving this girl a workout. She's always at the other end of the building. Mark Garrow, PRN. Austin, since you were the, you know, King Kong of this racetrack and drafting in general, do your plans ever, like the way you're mapping out a race, whether you're working with Jesse or you're working with other teams, Chevy teams, do they ever get messed up by people just going like, I got to dive in here because he's the guy. I whatever he does, I'm going to follow here. And does that ever, you know, mess up a game plan at an end of a race?
A place like Atlanta, I actually really don't have much of a game plan going in. Yeah, I would love to be able to work with teammates and alliance partners and all of those things. It's harder to do that at a place like Atlanta as opposed to a Daytona or Talladega, where I think you can get with alliance partners or teammates at times and make it working together. Here, it's really tough. Now, obviously, let's just say my teammate Jesse and I are really good in qualifying today. We qualify up front, and we were able to come out and 1-2 at the start of the race. that's going to make things easier, like knowing that I have a teammate around me. But the one thing I will say, though, is you can never let your guard down, no matter if it's teammate, no matter if it's alliance partners, no matter who it is, because people that get runs and, you know, guys that can get runs and make things happen, they want to lead the race. Like, they want to have control of the race, just like I want to have control of the race. So it's a little bit of a touchy subject when it comes to working with partners this weekend, just because of everything's happening so fast here. But I think you will see me working with some of the Chevy Alliance partners, Jesse, some other guys. But at the end of the day, I want to go out there and I want to lead all the laps if I can and control the race all day long.
You talked a moment ago about, you know, you want a car with raw speed, but you want some drivability. Does that mean you guys, you know, make a sacrifice and just, okay, I've got to drive it that way, or you've got to, it falls on you to do something else in the car or drive it differently?
Well, last year we definitely went with the mindset of we were just putting raw speed in it, and they just basically told me I had to deal with it. We were fortunate enough to win the two races last year, but after last year's September race, I was like, all right, guys, like, we got to do something different. Like, I was hands full, almost wrecking every lap, like, out of control, loose. I went back and watched my in-car camera from last year, and it was just big moments of getting really, really loose. And so I was like, hey, we gotta take a time out here. We need to talk about this and not just, you know, go raw speed like you would be at a Daytona. Yes, I love having the fastest car here, don't get me wrong, but I also need something that if I get a run on somebody and I pull out of line, I need to be able to stay committed to the throttle, and I wasn't able to do that last year. So that has been talked about a lot, and I think that they kind of listened to me a little bit more. So hopefully it works out for us. Who knows? It might just be a full raw speed race, and whoever is trimmed out the most wins the race. I'm not sure. But I think having that little bit of balance and the downforce in the car could go a long way with being able to make the moves that you want to make.
We'll wrap up with Chris over here. We'll go over here to the right as well.
Hey, Lawson, Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. I was just wondering if you took a look at the competition at all this year. You got Taylor Gray at Gibbs. You got Chandler Smith at Colleg, Connor Zillich at JRM. Like, the competition seems stiffer than it ever maybe has in the Xfinity Series. And just wondering what kind of racing you feel like you'll feel, and is it going to be harder to win races this year?
I don't know if this is a bad thing, me saying, but I didn't know who half the people was that I was racing last weekend, like, that was in what car. Just because I'm so focused on my team and so focused on the 21 team. And I don't know how to say this without it sounding wrong, but I view mostly everyone on the racetrack as just a door number. Like, when I put my helmet on, you're just, you know, you're just the number 18. You're just the number 21, 20, you know, 2, whatever. Obviously, teammates, it's a little different. Like, I know who the 2 car is, right? Like, I know who's in that, and I know that I need to try to work with my teammate. But for the most part, yes, I do know who are in some of the cars. Like, but, I mean, there's a very strong chance that this weekend that who knows if I get mired back in traffic, and I might come over the radio to my spotter, Derek, and be like, hey, who's in the 17 car? Who's in, you know, like, that's just how I am. I don't really focus too much about who's in what car, just because, yeah, the competition's tough. It's going to be tough this year, but it's always has been, and it always will be, because we have some great drivers in the Xfinity Series. So, yeah, when I put my helmet on, it's just business as usual, and I don't really care who's in what car.
Finish out over here.
John Crane, NASCAR.com. Austin, this is the first full-time Xfinity Series season where you go into the second week without a win. How does it feel to kind of be in this uncharted territory, so to speak?
It's fine. Like, I'm not overly concerned about it. Yes, did last week's sting? Yeah, it did bad. Just knowing what kind of race car we had, knowing that we had – I don't really say this often, but I thought that our Bennett Chevrolet was class of the field. Like, I thought – I always say that we can make our cars better. I think we could have made that car better, but I think that might have been one of the best cars I've had on a super speedway. So that stung a lot. I wouldn't say it's been weighing on me, though. Like, it's just it has been one of those things when it gets brought up I get a little aggravated about, just because I know how good our stuff was. But all it does is I think it gives the entire 21 team, myself included, that much more confidence going into this weekend to try to get that win. We're going to try all year, but I think that we have almost like a little pep in our step this weekend that, like, we need to get this weekend done, signed, sealed, delivered, win the race. But it's very easy to talk about. It's so much harder to do. So hopefully we can do that. Worst case scenario, if we don't win the race, we just get some really good points, because we are like 17th or something in points is what I was told. So it would be nice to kind of get up in the points, but it's so early in the year. It's points and stuff don't really matter right now.
All right, Austin. Well, thank you for coming in, and good luck tomorrow.